This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura.
Dallas CV has won the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race for the third time in 4 years. He finished the 1,000-mile trek through the Alaskan wilderness today. CV arrived in Nome this morning. The prize this year for crossing the finish line first is a brand-new pickup truck and $70,000. But just getting to the starting line of the world's last great race, as it's called, can cost even more than that. Emily Schwing reports.
Before musher Lance Mackey leaves a checkpoint in a race, he greets every dog on his team. Mackey's the winningest musher in Alaska's long-distance sled dog racing history, but he's certainly not the richest.
Oh, man, the cost is ridiculous.
It can take between $70,000 and $100,000 to keep a kennel full of racing dogs running year-round.
You know, price of fuel, price of dog food, entry fees, all that stuff isn't normally justifiable by racing for, you know, first place at $25,000 or something.
The first place prize in Alaska's other 1,000-mile sled dog race, the Yukon Quest, is less than half what it is in the Iditarod, and there's no truck. Mackey says prize money barely covers the cost of the race and expenses throughout the season, so he relies heavily on sponsorships to get his team to the start line.
I have a new dog food company this year from Italy, of all places.
That sponsor's logo is sewn on his sled bag and all the coats his dogs wear. Some mushers are sponsored by major international companies. Others make deals with small local businesses. But Mackey knows those relationships are often short-lived.
Sponsors are not only hard to come by, they're hard to keep.
That's why some mushers also work a second job. Rob Cook runs Siberian Huskies. They may be boisterous, but they're also a slower breed, unlikely to win any big races. So when Cook isn't training dogs, he works as a qualified aircraft engineer in the Canadian Yukon.
There's that old quote that it's as expensive as cocaine, but a lot more addictive. And I think that's the truth. It's so much fun. It's got to be worth it when you sit and think just how much money, how much money we do spend on it.
So how much money does Cook spend?
The meat cost for the race season was about $5,000. New sled was $3,000, so, yeah, I don't want to think about it. Thanks.
Four-time Iditarod champion Jeff King used to own more than 100 dogs. Now he works with 35.
The dogs need to eat and be cared for every day, vet bills, vaccinations, and equipment. Anything that is remotely disposable about our income goes into dogs.
30 years ago, a bag of dog food used to cost about $9. These days, high-quality kibble can cost up to $60 a bag, and it only lasts for 2 days. This may be the last season of competitive long-distance mushing for French-Canadian Normand Cassavant. For him, mushing may bring out a song, but it's also left him broke.
I don't know how I did that, but now it's time. It's have to change. The thing is, sure, I need to bring money now with my dogs.
Cassavant wants to replace his tourism business with a mushing school, where he'll start training the next generation of long-distance mushers. But it's not clear if he'll include a class on how to finance a dog team. In Nome, Alaska, I'm Emily Schwing for Marketplace.